This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The man arrested earlier this week for having a stash of weapons on the Colorado State University Pueblo campus allegedly told people he fantasized about planning a mass shooting. According to an arrest affidavit, Robert Killis told staff he hoped to set off pipe bombs in the school's courtyard and shoot at people as they fled. Police found body armor and ammunition in Killis's apartment and truck. His first court appearance is scheduled for next week. Three workers at an assisted living facility in Grand Junction are being prosecuted in the death of an 86-year-old woman with Alzheimer's. Hazel Place was allegedly left outside in 100-degree temperatures in June at Capella Assisted Living in Memory. Colorado's attorney general announced the charges earlier this week. Capella says two workers have been fired and a third is on leave. And the annual Pueblo Chili and Frijoles Festival runs through Sunday in the city's downtown. The festival celebrates some of the region's signature produce and features on-site roasting. Rocky Musso's family has been farming in the region for generations.
It's amazing for people just to come down here and see everybody's farm. We're a big farming community, close with each other, rely on each other a lot.
The Pueblo Chili is a Mirasol variety, which means it grows toward the sun. The celebration also features a jalapeno eating contest and a chihuahua parade. That sounds like a good time. Warm temperatures for Denver today, highs in the mid to upper 80s. This is CPR.